Okay, good morning, everyone. So we're going to just share a brief idea about tefillah, one aspect of tefillah. I've been having these take five for tefillah, short snippets about different aspects of the Siddur. We're now beginning the second bracha of the Shemot Esrei. There are a lot of things that we praise Hashem for in the second bracha of Shemot Esrei. Most prominently, Mechayim Meisim, he resurrects the dead. But there are other things, Somech Noflim, Verofei Cholim, Matir Asurim. He helps those who are, heals those who are sick. He supports those who are falling. He straightens out those who are crooked. This bracha is called Gevuros, mighty deeds. And this makes sense because it discusses the mighty deeds of Hashem. The first bracha of Shemot Esrei is what God is. First bracha of Shemot Esrei is what God is. God is the God of our forefathers. God is X. It describes what Hashem is. This second bracha describes what Hashem does. The greatest deed, of course, which is mentioned a few times, is the resurrection of the dead, Tchiyas HaMeisim. And what's also interesting is that with respect to this bracha of Tchiyas, with respect to this quality of Tchiyas HaMeisim, it says V'ne'emon ata l'achiyos meisim, that God, you are faithful to revive the dead. So what's the connection between you are faithful to revive the dead, between faith and resurrection? So as I mentioned, Gvuros is the bracha of the mighty deeds of Hashem. Hashem's ability to overcome His natural laws, which He invested in nature. Hashem is so mighty that He overcomes His own law, which decrees that because of the original sin, we're doomed to death. God has the power to change the decree. This entire bracha of Mechayim Meisim involves situation where Hashem changes and overcomes the existing state of affairs. If someone is falling, God supports him. If someone is sick, Hashem cures him. If someone is in prison, God breaks the bonds which hold him. No situation, no matter how final or fixed, cannot be undone by God. And the ultimate final state, of course, is what? Is death. But even this, God overcomes. And that's why in this bracha of Gevuros, we have the ultimate overcoming natural law, which is resurrection of the dead. And perhaps this is why in this bracha we say v'ne'emon ata l'chayos meisim, that resurrection involves faith, because unlike the other examples who effects can be witnessed, and we have seen human beings do this, we've seen human beings cure people, we have seen human beings break prison walls, all of those other things we've seen and with our own eyes. But we have not witnessed resurrection of the dead. So therefore, it's v'ne'emon ata l'chayos meisim. Therefore, our belief is based on faith. Generally speaking, these first three brachos are blessings and praise. And blessings and praise are a response to an action. But here, we are responding to the gevura of God, which we cannot see. It can only be seen with eyes of faith. If gevura means overcoming the natural way of the world, then we cannot see it with our natural eyes. It requires sight of what is beyond what one actually sees. So this bracha of faith is a response to a faith-based reality rather than natural reality. So again, this second bracha, when we say the Shemot Esrei every day, we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He can change any state. Nothing is beyond His power. And this obviously is a very relevant praise right now. But it's more than that. It's also a bracha of faith, especially with the ultimate gevura, the gevura of Tchiyas HaMeisim.